the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Should they be growing brains and test tubes? And by they, I mean scientists.
Oh, man.
I mean, they're mini brains.
They are. That's true.
Free Beer, Hot Wings, Joe, Steve, and Kelly. Scientists have gone to work. They've been trying to teach plant-to-human communication for a while, apparently. Which I guess isn't surprising. There's probably working on all sorts of things that at face value would be a little bit intimidating, right?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
They've built biological robots called Spinobots using 3D printed skeletons powered by the spines of rats.
That's crazy.
And now they're trying to build tiny brains.
Have built tiny brains.
Oh, back in 2019, scientists who grew miniature human brains in a lab expressed concern that the brains may actually be sentient.
Hey, these brains are thinking.
Oh, man.
They would
perfect
be brains
for your
if
tiny
they
little Frankenstein monsters.
These mini brains, or brain organoids created from stem cells, caused some concern when they developed spontaneous brain waves similar to those seen in premature babies.
Stab
like
them.
Like me.
Stab them all.
Yeah.
So naturally, they're making more of them.
Yeah, well, obviously, that's what you have to do. This will be perfect to go in those Boston Dynamics robots.
That seems to be what a lot of people are thinking.
No, I mean, this is perfect.
These mini brains have now started to grow their own eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
They're already better than us.
Mm-hmm.
If we lose our eyes, that's that.
Yeah.
We get no more eyes.
According to a new paper, a Science Alert report in a new paper published by Cell Press, researchers discovered their mini brains grown from stem cells have spontaneous developed rudimentary eye structures. On tiny human-derived brain organoids grown in dishes, two bilaterally symmetrical optic cups were seen to grow, mirroring the development of eye structures in human embryos. This incredible result will help us better understand the process of eye differentiation and development, as well as eye diseases. See, it can't be good. You guys are assuming everything that they develop is going to take over the world and combine with robots and take us over.
Because eventually it will.
They're acting like they meant to do that. Like that was the original plan, when that was not at all what it was, because they wouldn't have just discovered it. They would have been like, this is why we're doing it, and it worked.
It's like they've never seen a science fiction movie before. Like one of these days, they're going to go away for a long weekend, come back, and one of them is going to have hands and feet coming out of the brain.
Joe, let me ask you this. When George Washington invented penicillin, was he trying to make penicillin or just letting cheese mold?
I think he was just letting cheese mold.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When Thomas Goodyear invented tires. I was going to say blimp. Was he trying to build a blimp or just have a birthday party for his kids?
Birthday party.
Yeah. No, but a lot of scientific outcomes have been the result of mistakes.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we
got Post-it notes.
Yeah. It's not called WD-1.
Except Post-it notes can't think and haven't developed eyeballs.
Not yet.
Joe, you've always wanted to be Krang. This might give you a chance to have a Krang brain in your belly.
I mean, no, I want to be the brain in somebody else's belly.
Well, yeah, this
opportunity could be it too. Kelly's got a deep belly button. Maybe you get a brain in there.
I do.
See if I could fit my head in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe. See if you'll make a perfect capsule.
A host.
I lost all that weight too. I bet it's stretchy.
I bet it is.
It could be, yeah. It could be, yeah. Push out on that a little bit.
Well, they have to keep going with this. I have to know what these turn out to be.
Yeah, I mean, we might as well just end up with a MODOK.
I'm not scared.
Live Science reports that they adapted a technique, the scientists, they previously developed for turning stem cells into neural tissue in order to create the mini brains with optic cups. Once the stem cells had developed into mini brains, the organoids formed the optic cups. The cups appeared as early as 30 days and matured within 50 days, a time frame similar to how the retina develops in a human embryo. This is a pretty big scientific breakthrough. The researchers created 314 mini brains, and 72% of them formed rudimentary eyes. Yeah, the organoids contained different types of retinal cells that formed active neuron networks that responded to light, according to the statement. They also formed lenses and corneal tissue.
If they kept them going, it seems like they would just turn into a person
eventually
with a gross skin.
Well, it'd just be, I think it would just be brains with eyes.
Why?
Well, yeah, but why would the brain stop there making ocular cups?
At least a mouth.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe you're going to get some hair and teeth.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get something that looks pretty good, I think, eventually.
Yeah, it'd be like what came out of my Aunt Nancy years and years ago.
Yeah.
What if it developed a mouth and then it finally spoke and it just said, "Kill me!" That would be terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you ignore it.
Very, yeah, because you got to wait to see what happens, and then eventually it turns into something that'll kill you.
Yeah.
Because it's angry.
A lot of science is accident related, breakthroughs. And it's also torture for many living things.
Mm-hmm.
Like brains.
Like brains.
Yeah. Eye brains.
Maybe we can put lipstick on the brains.
All new. Mm-hmm. It's the Apple eye brain.
Yeah.
Like right now, Mary Kay is like rubbing her hands together like, oh, something else to put eyeshadow on that doesn't want it.
Yeah. We got to give these mini brains something that'll make wieners bang. Mm-hmm.
Spray this perfume in its eyes.
Yeah.
See how it feels about that. So are the scientists who are doing this, would you consider them to be a bit twisted?
Yes.
Because you would have thought that years ago, if you heard about scientists trying to grow brains with eyes in the 50s.
Yeah, but in the 50s, if you had heard about scientists trying to make an embryo outside of human copulation, people thought it was crazy.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But it wasn't.
Well, it would have been crazy at that time.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, this may only be crazy to us because it's new. 40 years from now, people might be getting their sight restored because of this very research right now, and we'll go, thank God they did that.
Yeah,
or
that's
we'll be
true.
Getting new brains installed.
But also, yeah, you would have...
Some people could use that, too.
We're going to have cyborgs, I'm telling you.
I'll take a brain booster. Can I get a secondary brain to run the stuff that I don't seem to be taking care of on my own? Then Steve and Kelly don't have to manage my life so much. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? You don't have to babysit me when I'm over here supposed to be doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
Like a second brain that says, stop looking at your iPad, stupid. Instead of my first brain that says, look at your iPad all the time, no matter what.
Does this thing...
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe they can make an app where whenever you look at your iPad, it shocks you or something.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Like a shock collar
iPad? Who would download that app?
Or even better, Steve, we just get a shock collar, put it on Freebeer, and then we get to buzz it every time he's looking at his iPad.
They don't even make those anymore.
That can't be true.
Of course it's not true.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.